You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Justin Richard, founder of Swaddle, a company that provides better night's sleep with the use of weighted blankets. Mr. Richard, a pleasure to have you with us today on e-commerce radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And our pleasure to have you out today with us. Thanks so much. Now, if you would, for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself. What is Swaddle and why did you start the company?
Well, I have a background in massage therapy and also in marketing. I've been involved with direct response marketing for the past 18 years and massage therapy for 20 years. I kind of do both. Swaddle is really a company that I started. It's a kind of scratch your own itch kind of product that I discovered some time ago. Essentially what Swaddle is, it's a weighted blanket that simulates the feeling of being held. And that sense of being held helps people to relieve stress and anxiety. And it also helps people to get a better night's sleep. And that's the whole premise of the Swaddle weighted blanket. Again, it's a scratch-your-own-itch kind of product for me. I suffered from anxiety for many years, and I discovered deep pressure stimulation, which is the type of therapy that weighted blankets are employing. And I found that out about 3 years ago online, doing some research on anxiety just to find some relief for myself. I had been on some anti-anxiety medications in the past that kind of worked, but overall I didn't like the way they made me feel. So I was always keeping my eye open for alternative kind of treatments. And when I saw these weighted blankets online, I thought I would give it a try. I ordered one. And right away I noticed that my sleep was improving the first night I used the weighted blanket. So at that point I kind of locked onto that, and I kind of made it my mission to find the best weighted blanket that I could for myself. And in my research and trial and error and buying all kinds of different products and stuff online, I realized that there was a lot of room for improvement with the weighted blanket market. So I got I started my process of research and developing a new style or a new design for a weighted blanket that we believe has a better therapeutic effect than a lot of the blankets that are on the market today. So it was something that it's the product that I needed, I used, and I just kind of went with it when I found it. I'm really passionate about it because it really gives me relief. I've been able to get off of my anti-anxiety medication as a result of finding these alternative methods of solving the issues. So weighted blankets is a big one for me. So that's why I started the company. I wanted to share what my findings were with weighted blankets so everybody could find these benefits as well.
Certainly sounds like an awesome product, no doubt about that. Now, looking at starting the company, what has been the most difficult challenge so far for starting your company, and how did you overcome it?
Most difficult challenge definitely for us was the manufacturing aspect of things. We originally started sourcing out of China because of the labor costs, the reduced labor costs over there. And we had a lot of problems. The design of our product, we wanted to make sure that we were designing and manufacturing a product that had the most benefit to the consumer. And sticking with that design, we quickly realized that we couldn't automate the manufacturing. Our blankets have to be hand sewn. There's no machine that will handle our specific design. So after a lot of trial and error working in China and going through a lot of problems with quality control and things like that. We ended up moving our manufacturing to south of the border in Mexico, which has a lot of advantages for us. But, you know, the fact that we wanted to stick with our design is a double-edged sword. It made scaling a lot more difficult because we've got to deal with hand sewing these products instead of automation. But in the end, we think that our product is a superior product, and we think it provides a better therapeutic effect for our customers. So we wanted to stay true to that, and that's definitely been the biggest challenge, is getting our blankets made the way we want them on a large scale. You know, having a couple of hundred blankets hand sewn is not a big feat, but when you're in the thousands of pieces, that's a lot of labor, and that took us a long time to iron all of that stuff out. But we're at a place right now where we've solved that issue by moving south of the border, and that gives us some advantages as well too. Usually our freight lead times are about 5 to 6 weeks coming from China. So you'll order your product. It'll take them maybe 2 to 3 weeks to make your product. Then you've got to put that product on an ocean liner, which is going to take you 4 to 6 weeks to get across the Pacific Ocean. And then you've got to offload it and then truck it into your warehouse. That's a pretty long freight time. So now that we're in Mexico, that significantly reduces our freight time from 5 to 6 weeks to maybe 5 days. And what that allows us to do as a company is to place smaller orders more frequently. So for example, if you're going to buy a container load of products in China, you're going to have to put a significant amount of cash flow into that purchase order. So you've got tens of thousands of dollars tied up for several months, possibly, and your cash flow is compromised by that. So to deal with that, you got to place larger orders, because you know you don't want to bring small orders in if they're taking that long. So you bring in large orders, and that really has an effect on your cash flow. Now that we're south of the border, we can place monthly orders, smaller orders, and it doesn't affect our cash flow as much. And that's a big blessing for us, and it's helping us to scale. So the fact that we wouldn't compromise on our design in the beginning was a big pain, but after we found a solution, that's panned out pretty well for us. So moving our manufacturing from overseas to America is a big advantage for us now.
And some great details there, most helpful. Now, what do you hope to accomplish within the next 5 years? What's your vision there?
Well, this all comes back to our desire to deliver the best blanket that we can to the consumer. And we want to establish Swaddle as a brand that is really superior with regard to therapeutic results. We want our blanket to be known as the blanket that is not cut corners and really does provide the best relief of all the blankets on the market. We have a number of features that are on our blanket that really allow us to stand apart from our competition. And, you know, we're in for the long run. This weighted blanket market is trending very, very quickly, and competition is growing as a result of that. So we're seeing new competitors come onto the market almost on a weekly basis. And we look at their manufacturing, we look at the quality of their blankets, and we can see that, you know, they're in for the quick money. They're manufacturing overseas, and they're using lesser quality materials, and their designs aren't really as effective as they can be. So our goal is to be left standing at the end of this frenzy and this trend of weighted blankets. We want to be left to service the people who really are looking for relief with anxiety and sleep problems. That's our goal over the next 5 years. It's to really stay true to our customer and provide them with the relief that they need.
Today we're speaking with Mr. Justin Richard, the founder of Swaddle, a company that provides better night's sleep with the use of weighted blankets. Here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Mr. Richard, what helps you personally sleep at night?
Well, besides using my own product, I use my own product, which has been a real lifesaver for me, and that's what, you know, that's where my passion comes from. So I do use my own product, but on a broader level, just forming a business that I think is worthwhile, that has different reward other than just monetary gain, that makes me feel good. You know, I understand how these people feel who suffer from anxiety, and because I have it. I've had many sleepless nights. And when I found weighted blankets and I discovered deep pressure stimulation, I knew that this was something that needed to be kind of distributed to people that needed help. So knowing that I'm helping people and sticking to our guns and providing the best blanket available, that makes me feel good, and that helps me sleep at night.
And that's what it's all about, good stuff there. Now, if you had only one piece of advice to give for startups, what would that be?
I think with online, with e-commerce, I think it's really easy to start a business now. And the reason being is that you don't have to start on a large scale. You can start out small. You can develop your story, your product on a small scale, and you can kind of tweak that as you go. And that model is becoming more and more popular now. You don't need to have tons of inventory and invest large amounts of money into ad campaigns. You can start out small, and you can still have access to the world as your customer base, and you can use the distribution systems that are already available that are getting better and better. You can just use everything at your disposal. It's all digital now, and you have the same opportunities to market yourself or market your product and to distribute that product. You have those same opportunities that a lot of the larger companies have. And with that, you don't have to jump in to the deep end right away. You can kind of put your toe in and see how things are, and you can minimize your risk that way. You don't have to invest a lot of money. You can start with just a few prototypes, test them out online, see what kind of response that you get, and go from there. It's not as risky. Starting an online business is not as risky as building a store, a brick and mortar store, of course. So my advice would be just to start. Don't wait until everything is perfect. You can tweak things as you go, and just go for it. The best thing that I can do for myself is, because I have trouble motivating myself to do something if it's just for monetary gain. I mean, that's important. Yeah, we all need to live and survive, but sometimes it's not enough to get you out of bed in the morning, especially when times get tough. And, you know, any business is like a roller coaster ride. There's going to be ups and downs and all kinds of challenges along the way. So it's a cliche, I know, but you got to find something that you're passionate about. That passion will carry you through those tough times. It'll keep your interest level high. It'll keep you on task, even when things get rough. And that's a big, big advantage. So if you're going to start something, try and pick something that either is a product that you use and you enjoy yourself, or something that you've just found that is passionate for you, that you have passion for. It's a big cliche, but I think it really stands true. At least it does for me.
Well, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Most helpful information and insight, and we certainly wish you nothing but continued success there at Swaddle. All of us here at EPN certainly wish you the best. Where can listeners get all the details and shop around on Swaddle?
You can go to swaddle.com, and it's got all of our products there available online.
Mr. Richard, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. Certainly have appreciated your time today.
Eric, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Justin Richard, the founder of Swaddle, a company that provides better night's sleep with the use of weighted blankets. And to shop around, visit swaddle.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.